Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a pirate radio style old school DNB jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12 by taking a simple melodic phrase, resampling it, slicing it up, and turning it into a tense little hook that actually feels like a drum and bass record. This is a really important technique, because jungle and old school DNB are full of chopped musical moments. It's not always about writing a huge polished lead. A lot of the magic comes from taking a short riff, breaking it apart, and reperforming it so it feels nervous, urgent, and alive. That's the energy we want here. So first, open a new Live 12 set and set the tempo to 174 BPM. That gives us the right kind of pace straight away. Then create a MIDI track for the source sound, an audio track for resampling, and if you've got them ready, a drum loop and a bass or sub so you can hear the ARP in context. That context matters a lot in DNB. A part can sound amazing on its own and then completely fall apart once the break and sub come in, so keep checking it against the full groove as you go. For the ARP sound, keep it simple. Load something like analog, wavetable, or operator. Use a saw or square type tone. Keep the envelope fairly short, and don't overcomplicate the patch. The goal is not to design the final sound yet. The goal is to create something that will slice well later. Short notes with clear edges work best. Now write a short minor key phrase. A one-bar or two-bar idea is perfect. Think dark, simple, and rhythmic. You want something like 4 to 8 notes per bar, with a little repeat and a tiny variation at the end. A nice beginner approach is to make a short 4-note motif, repeat it, and then change the last note so the phrase feels like it's moving forward. That little call-and-response idea is very jungle. It keeps the ear locked in without getting too busy. Before you resample, shape the sound a little. Add auto-filter if needed, maybe open the low pass enough so the sound still has bite. Add saturator for a touch of grit, just a few dB of drive is plenty. And if you want some space, a tiny bit of reverb or echo is fine, but keep it subtle. You want the notes to stay clear. In this style, the transients matter because they're what make the chopped version feel punchy and readable in a busy mix. Now comes the key move. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm that track and record your ARP for a few bars. If you can, do one clean pass and one pass with a little filter movement or extra tail at the end. Those tails can be gold later when you start chopping things up. This step is where the idea stops being just MIDI and starts becoming sample material. Once you've got the audio recorded, right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For beginners, slicing by transient is the easiest and most useful option. Ableton will create a sliced instrument, usually like a drum rack setup, where each slice sits on a pad. Now your original phrase becomes playable in a completely new way. At this point, don't try to get clever too fast. Just trigger the slices with a simple MIDI pattern and listen. Put notes on the beat, then try a few offbeat hits, and leave some spaces. That air between slices is important. In drum and bass, even a small rest can make the groove feel faster and more nervous. Think in phrases, not loops. Let the part answer the drums instead of just running constantly. Now start building the pirate radio rhythm. Repeat one slice a couple of times, then skip a step. Put a slice a little early for urgency. Make bar 1 feel like a question, and bar 2 feel like the answer. If you've got drums playing, especially a breakbeat, listen carefully to how the ARP sits with the snare on 2 and 4 and with any ghost notes in the break. If it feels crowded, remove notes before you add effects. That's a really important DNB lesson. Groove usually wins over complexity. To make the part feel more alive, use stock Ableton effects. Auto filter is great for opening the phrase over time. A little saturator adds weight and edge. Utility can help with stereo width if you want the ARP a bit wider, but don't go crazy with it. EQ8 is essential for cleaning up the low end. High pass the ARP somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz so it stays out of the subzone. That's one of the biggest mix priorities in drum and bass. The ARP should bring tension and motion, not fight the bass. You can also add very subtle reducts if you want a more digital, crunchy edge, or echo and hybrid reverb for a bit of atmosphere. But keep all of that under control. If the effect starts washing out the rhythm, it's too much. In this style, a slightly dry, punchy, chopped sound often works better than a huge lush one. A really nice move is to automate the filter opening over 4 or 8 bars. Start darker, then open it up as the phrase develops. That rising motion is classic DNB tension. It works especially well in an intro or pre-drop section. You can also automate a little volume swell, or throw a bit of reverb only on the last hit of a phrase. Small automation moves like that can make a simple ARP feel much more polished. If the slice pattern gets messy, simplify it. Seriously, DNB is full of movement already, so you don't need every layer doing everything at once. Keep one main slice as an anchor if you can. Repeating the same hit gives the listener something stable to hold onto, while the surrounding notes move around it. That's a great jungle trick. For an even better arrangement, don't treat this like a loop that just repeats forever. Place it in the song like a real record, maybe a filtered version for the intro, a more open and chopped version for the drop, and then a switch up where you remove a few notes or reverse a tail for tension. That kind of reveal and return is what makes old school jungle feel exciting. You can even duplicate the sliced instrument and make one version brighter for the drop and one version darker for the intro. If you want to go a step further, try a reverse pickup. Take one slice or tail fragment, reverse it, and place it right before the next downbeat. That gives you a classic little ramp into the phrase restart. You can also create a ghost version of the ARP by duplicating it, stripping it back to only a few slices, and filtering it darker underneath the main part. That adds motion, without cluttering the front of the mix. And always keep checking the part in context. Soloed sounds can lie to you. The real test is how the ARP feels against the kick, snare, break, and sub. If it's not working in the full track, simplify again before you reach for more effects. Once you've got a version that works, bounce or freeze it to audio so you can keep moving. That saves CPU and locks in the vibe. It also gives you a sample-ready version you can use later in the arrangement. A good workflow is to keep both the MIDI slice version and a printed audio version. Name them clearly so you stay organized. Something like ARP resampled clean, ARP sliced filter open, or ARP drop hook. Good organization sounds boring, but in DNB it helps you finish tracks faster, and finishing is half the battle. Here's a simple practice challenge. Build a 1-bar minor ARP phrase, add a bit of saturation and filtering, resample 4 bars of it, slice it to a new MIDI track, and rebuild a 2-bar DNB pattern using only the slices. Add one automation move, high-pass it with EQ8, and test it against a kick snare break loop. If it makes you nod your head when the drums come in, you're on the right path. So the big takeaway is this. Start with a simple phrase, resample it, slice it, and then reperform it like a jungle sample tool. Keep it mid-range focused, leave space for the drums and sub, and arrange it with tease, drop, switch up, and return. That's how a small melodic idea turns into Pirate Radio energy in Ableton Live 12.